you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's 7:32. You're listening to Great News Radio and the Monday edition of Mark and Friends on this 11th day of October. I'm Tim, in for Mark. Here's a verse to start our program with today. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. That's from Psalm chapter 9, verse 1. That's Matt Maher with All the People Said Amen on Mark and Friends here on this Monday. I've been reading the book Ditch Your Thinking from Pastor Scott Longyear. He talks about how we cannot feed sin without getting bit. He gives this example. If you came to our home, Nestle would run up to you as if to say hi. Her tail would wag in excitement. You would look at her beautiful brown eyes and bend down as you say, "What a cute little puppy." As soon as your hand touched her head, out came the teeth to meet your flesh every time. That's exactly how it is with sin that catches our eyes. It runs up to us. It looks good. It begs us to engage. When we do, we get bit every time. Scott says to have hope of deliverance, we have to stop feeding the sin, cut off the supply, stop keeping it close. Don't throw it any crumbs. We cannot feed sin without getting bit. It's time to starve it out so we can walk out of the circle.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than horses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced here stand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this old world affords today.
In 1970, Luis Palau was holding international evangelistic crusades. In El Salvador's capital, Luis followed each day's crusade with an appearance on a live televised counseling program, and returning to his hotel one night at 1:45 in the morning, he was met by a man who had seen the broadcast. The well-known psychologist confessed alcoholism and numerous infidelities. He asked Luis, "Is there any hope of change for a hypocrite like me?" Palau told the man about the transformational power of Christ. There in the hotel lobby, he accepted Jesus as Lord. A week later, the psychologist called into the counseling program to say his life was completely different. And now his wife wanted to talk to Luis, and Palau led her to Christ on live television. He accomplished many things, but Luis Palau was not the source of people's life change. God was. And when we need change, real, lasting change, he'll help us too. Just ask.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the immovable. Break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe. God, we believe for it.
So much power in your name. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. You are the way when there seems to be no way. We trust in you. God, you have the final say.
You are the way when there seems to be no way.
We trust in you.
We trust in you.
It's time to believe for the impossible. Speak to the mountain and command it to move.
You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. You said it, I believe it. You said
What does it mean to really rest on God's Word? Author and Great News Radio listener and supporter Bernie Lutchman from his book 119, Volume 2 says, resting on the Word means rejecting yourself as the author of your own breakthrough and answers and accepting His guidance now. And why wouldn't you? He knows the end from the beginning. He has laid out the roadmap to peace, joy, and contentment, even in times of trouble. So let us saturate our minds daily with His truth. That watch the oil of joy flow to bring rescue and healing, so much so that the testimonies of our growing love and heart for God just want to burst out of our chest. Bernie says these testimonies are so rich that they will lead others to this rest and knowledge if we just tell them. Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, in this world you will have tribulation, troubles, all kinds of bad things, but behold, or look at this fact, I have overcome the world. In other words, we can each be of good cheer, even in horrible times.
G- just a closer walk with thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Oh, daily walking close to thee. Ooh, let it be that here, Lord, let it be. Thou art strong, and Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Oh, I'll be satisfied as long. Whoa, as I want. Mr. Gordon Moe.
Monday edition of Mark and Friends on this 11th day of October with Tim Nelson coming to you from our WLUJ Great News Media studio in Springfield. Can't hardly wait for Mark to get back because he's going to share with you a lot of information that's going on behind the scenes, including the relocation of our studios in the Champaign-Urbana area to Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And that's just one of the many of what Mark would call God sightings that he'll want to tell you about when he returns here on Mark and Friends. Have a great and God-honoring day, and thank you for listening and supporting this great news media station.